And let me honor God for this wonderful privilege to stand and speak to all of you. And let me also thank God for a gift of my life that He has given me, a gift that is above all what I want, pray for, and ask God. And that is my wife that is with me today.
Yeah!
Angel still standing.
Yes, Papa.
The Bible reads, I just want us to read together the book of Isaiah 65. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good. According to their own thoughts, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my thirst, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who eats one's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their verses. Once again, too, I have stretched out my hands all day long. And I want to talk about that tonight. God's stretched hands. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stand is God has good hands. We have got people who really do ask questions. Who is God? And how does God operate? How does He move? You see, God made a man in His own image. The Bible says, I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people, a people that don't know me. Those are the people I've stretched out my hand all day long. What does that mean? This is the most important thing that I want you to understand tonight, because we have got people here who really want you to know whether God loves them, whether God has something for them or not. And first of all, as I said, it is very important to understand this topic tonight. This being our genesis for tonight is going to help us in all these 2 days to create a lot of things in our personal relationship with God. I want you to know one thing that is so important. God is a spirit. The Bible says, in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. Then we hear God doing the creation of man. He says, let us form a man and let us make a man. So man was formed, as the Bible says, let us make a man in our image. And God made a man in His image. And then later in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, and God formed a man. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here, right?
Yes.
Now, verse 7 of Genesis 2, the Bible says, and man became a living soul. In other words, a living being. Then we see a man who is in the form of God. A man who was made in the form of God. Because the Bible says, let us make a man in our image, and then in our likeness. So man lived in the image of God until the time came when God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And Jesus died on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, the story changed. Because at first, Jesus Christ came to bring a sign of Emmanuel, meaning God with us. But when Jesus Christ went on the cross, died, rose from the dead, He brought a better and greater revelation, more than God with us. He brought a revelation of God in us, the hope of glory. Now, we accepted Jesus Christ in us. Because the Emmanuel sign was a sign when He was with the people. when Jesus walked with the people, when God walked with the people, but then our urge, we don't walk with Jesus. He went to heaven, but then he is revealed in us, which is way deeper, greater than those who actually could walk with him. Because if he goes out of their way, it means he was completely out of their sight. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a higher revelation of Christ in us, Jesus in us. When we walk with him. When we sit with him. Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Now we have a better understanding, a better vision, a better revelation of Jesus. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Here the Bible says, and God has stretched forth his hand. To stretch out a hand, when the Bible says God has stretched forth a hand, it means he wants to do something. It means he wants to touch somebody. Am I talking to somebody right here? So when God stretched forth his hand, he does not stretch out his hand for nothing. It means he's releasing something. He wants to bless somebody. He wants to touch somebody. Or he wants to do something. Oh, are you here? How many are following this? So when God says he has stretched out his hand on the people who they don't know him, he says all day long. I just like verse 2. It says, I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people. Look at your neighbor and say, did you hear that? So the hand of the Lord is stretched forth to a rebellious people. And that's my biggest problem. But the question is, are they aware that God has stretched forth his hand? Now when you go to Isaiah 59 verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. That it cannot save. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you. It says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save. Meaning, the stretched forth of God's hand is for salvation. One time I preached about salvation that, you know, there are five types of salvation. There is sozo, there is rama. There are five types of salvation. Different types of salvation. The salvation of repentance, where you and I were saved. When we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. That's the first salvation. Then the salvation of the soul, where your soul, your body, which is healing, gets saved. Your soul gets saved from demons. Your body gets saved from sickness. That's the second salvation. So we may just look at the spiritual salvation, but there's another salvation. It's not only one salvation. There's spiritual salvation, which is your repenting to God, him accepting you, and you accepting him. That's the first salvation. Then there is salvation, which God saves your body. He saves your spirit, your soul, from demons and your body from sickness. Now, the salvation I'm talking about here, it is both salvations. God says his hand is not short. I'm having people who really, as a prophet, I'm seeing them. For many years, they're in the same situation. For many years, they're passing through the same troubles and they don't know how to walk out of the same problem to a level where they prayed before, they fasted, they got prayed for, but their life is not changing. And they are wondering, what is really happening? What is happening is what I'm preaching to you, that the hand of the Lord is stretched already. The Bible says his hand is not short, that he can't touch you, but there is something that is hindering. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. What is it? It says your sins have hindered. But when you go to Isaiah 65, he says, even though you are sinning, my hand are already stretched unto you. Which means there's something that is missing here. It's not sin per se. It's not the iniquity per se. It is knowledge. God wants to do something for you. And I just came here to release it to you. This is the time I begin to ask, where is miracle tent, you know? God's hand is right here. Understand one thing, and I want you to get this right. You can't sit here again in this conference and leave this conference without God touching you. I have come here because I know I'm not begging God to stretch forth his hand. He has already stretched his hand all day long. I have come here to connect you to your blessing, to your miracle, to your deliverance, to your breakthrough. If you believe, shout yes. Just sit down for a moment. The Bible says, I've stretched out of my hand. God is not trying to stretch forth his hand. The Bible says his hand is not short that he cannot touch you. But there's something that is happening. The word of the Lord says, even to a people that don't know me, I have stretched forth my hand over them. Even the rebellious people have stretched forth my hand over them. But what is really happening? That despite God's hand being stretched over you, your life is still the same. Then that's where you must understand what is God's hand. Because most people are looking for the hand of the Lord and they can't see it. You must now look for the hand of the Lord. The book of Hosea says, and by the hand of a prophet, Israel was delivered. It wasn't the hand of God. It was the hand of a servant of God. Meaning, the hand of the Lord can be anything else. God can send a person who can appear in your life, and you may think he's just a person, but that person could be the hand of the Lord. I may come here like a person, as a human being to you, but I may come here as the hand of the Lord. God has sent a hand. He has stretched forth his hand to the people of America, to you living in America. He wants to bless somebody. He wants to deliver somebody. I am talking to the right people, Ray. The Bible says, I've stretched forth my hand. Do you know what it means? God may send somebody. It is to a rebellious people. To people who don't even know me. And God sends his servants. Send his people. You may be busy asking God, that Father, I want your hand. I want to see your hand. I want you to stretch forth your hand. I want you to stretch forth your hand. But guess what? It's a man who appear and stretch his hand over you. Acts chapter 4, from verse 25. I want us to read together. One, three, go read. All right, go ahead to verse 26. Go ahead. All right. All right, just say stop there. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. They said, God, stretch out your hand. Now sit down. Are you there?
Yes, Papa.
Now go to Acts 8, verse 17. Now God is hearing the prayer. They are saying, God, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand to heal, to perform signs and wonders and miracles. But now Acts 8, 17. Let us see how does God stretch out his hand. Then they laid hands on them. Wow. All right. Start from verse 15. What did Baba say? Who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, the Bible says, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now we are seeing here, it's on God stretching his hand. It is actually apostles stretching hands, signs and wonders happening. Yet the prayer was, God, stretch your hand. And here we are not seeing God stretching a hand. We are seeing men of God stretching their hands. The Bible says God has stretched his hand all day long, but the people don't see it. People don't know it. They prayed unto God that God stretch out your hand to heal the sick, but God never stretched his hand. They cried unto God through Moses. Moses, we want to see the hand of the Lord. Where is God? God came down and he said, Moses, stretch your hand. You see, the hand of the Lord could not be what you are thinking and waiting for. You may be praying and fasting and asking God that, Father, I want you to stretch your hand over me, without knowing yesterday the man of God that touched you, it was God stretching his hand. We're having people who are lacking knowledge and information. Ladies and gentlemen, God has sent me here to lay my hand upon everybody.
I receive, Papa.
Yeah. You know? Hear this. Because people are used when a man of God raises a hand upon them, they think it's just a routine, how it's supposed to be. But a man of God's hand, it's not just a hand that a man is stretching over you. No, it's not just that. Oh, yes. God is releasing a blessing. God is releasing a healing. God is doing something that moment.
I receive.
But I will not lay my hand upon you if you don't know why. The Bible says, who has believed our report? Then it continues, to whom the hand of the Lord has been revealed. Meaning the hand of the Lord has a revelation. You need a revelation to understand the hand of the Lord. Because you may be sitting down there and asking God to touch you. Oh God, I've never been touched by God. I've never been touched by God. Yet God is sending servants. His servants, they are touching you every day. And you are saying, I have never been touched by God. You must understand who God is. I may lay a hand upon you. You may be praying for the hand of the Lord. After this conference, you may meet a person who may give you a job, who may pay you $10 million.
I receive it, my Father.
Oh, yes.
That is the hand of the Lord, my brother.
I receive.
You may have a tumor. You may have a sickness in your body. After touching you, it may disappear. That is the hand. That is the hand of the Lord.
I receive.
Sit down. You may be struggling in everything you are trying to do. No achievement, nothing. After touching you, all your struggles may disappear.
I receive.
That is the hand of the Lord.
Come on, somebody. Celebrate somebody.
So who has believed our report? But he who the hand of the Lord has been revealed.
I want God's hand to be revealed unto you.
I receive.
I want the hand of the Lord to be revealed to you. I don't want just you to sit down there and be like, oh yeah, oh praise God as usual. The church has reached a level where most people are bored in church because they don't have a revelation who Christ is, who Jesus Christ is. People move with God and they don't even know. The Bible says he lived among us, dwelt among us, but darkness comprehended him not. Meaning, people who were in darkness did not know him. They thought he was a human being. God may send people in your life who may think they're just humans, but they may be sent by God for you. I don't want you to miss that. I don't want you to miss that, because when you miss what God brings in your life, you don't just miss them. You actually miss the whole God.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes, Papa.
Are you here?
Yes, Daddy.
Imagine the three men who were spies in Israel, in Canaan. God sent a prostitute to serve them by faith. Rahab, by faith.
Oh, yes.
The Bible says this woman, she didn't see who she was. She was a sinner. But when she saw great men of God, she said, I want God to use me. If this great man ignored her, they could actually ignore the hand of the Lord. I'm talking to you.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
God may send anyone. The reason why God called me is not because I'm so educated. No. Not because I come from a country that is well known. That's not true. But God did deliberately, so he can humble those who are intelligent than me. The reason why God has brought you tonight is not because you're superior or so educated, but because he wants after this night, you must go and humble those who are wise and intelligent.
I receive.
I heard somebody preaching saying God's ways are not our ways. But I'm here to tell you that God's ways are our ways. Because the Old Testament tells us that as high as is the sky with us, so is our thoughts with God. Until you come in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ came to remove the curse which God had placed on man. When God said, from now, dust to dust, man, you shall die. Jesus came in the New Testament and said, you shall live and not die. He came to lift the curse. He came to remove the curse. When God was angry, he spoke things in anger. He said, you shall be beaten by a snake and you shall die. And Jesus Christ came. He said, you shall step on scorpions and snakes.
Oh, yes.
And nothing by any means shall be able to hurt you.
Oh, yes.
So Jesus came and he gave us a new law. A new covenant. It's not as high as heaven is with on earth, so are God's thoughts with our thoughts. No. He says, we have the mind of Christ.
Oh, yes.
So his ways are our ways. We can actually walk in his ways.
Oh, yes.
We can move in his steps.
Oh, yes.
All I want you to do tonight is to have a revelation why God brought you here. Because if you don't know why God brought you here, then you are in the wrong place. God brought you here because he wants to touch you. He wants to set you free.
I receive.
He wants to heal you.
I receive.
Otherwise, it will be the same routine where you come and you go, your life never changes. And you come again and you go, your life never changes. And everybody is giving testimonies. Everybody is saying, oh God, when I went to meet this prophet, my life changed, and your life is not changing, because you don't know. You don't know that this is not just a man, but this is a man of God that he has sent to change your life.
Oh yes.
Come on, somebody, clap your hands for Jesus.
So, Fredo Kazoto Ishevrelia.
I receive.
Hear this. This is a prophetic conference.
Oh, yes.
I want you to get that well. Because we may have people who really don't understand prophetic ministry. As you sit down, I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you to thank God for all the people that He's sending in your life. Some people have really lost blessings because they lost people who God sent them in their lives. So many people, they don't know when God is moving. Even much more when God is speaking. With my team, my wife, Apostle Nick, and my whole team, we have left a huge church in South Africa to come and preach to a small congregation like this. Have a seat. It's not because we are looking for pulpit. It's not because we are looking a place to preach. And I want you to get that right. But why am I here? It's not because we came here for fantasy. We could have done that just even for leisure. On our own, we would have done that without even you being involved. But why we're here is because God said it. And I want you to know, God will never send us at a place,
oh, yes,
where he has no any appointment with you.
Yes, Papa, I receive.
This is the right platform to change your story.
I receive.
This is the right platform to change your life.
I receive.
And tonight, God will start working on your fire. If you believe, shout hallelujah.